Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Oh, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart roll away. It was there by I received my Lord, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first, hallelujah, saw the light and the burden of my heart roll away. It was there by faith, Lord, I receive my sight, and now that I am happy all the day. Oh, hallelujah, we thank God for this resurrection weekend. We thank God that all that we've been going through, he died for you and I. First, giving honor to God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank God for another opportunity for me to be on the line once again. Yeah. Pastor Silver Johnson, I thank God for my chief apostle who gave me another chance. Oh, God be glory. God be honor. We give God glory today for this day. Oh, we know that tomorrow will be Easter Sunday, but every day is Easter. Every day is resurrection for the saints of God. I just want to leave with you just for a few minutes a word that God has given to me. And I will be reading from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Who have believed our report? To whom is the arms of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form, no comeliness, and when we shall see him, will you see him one day? Will you be able to see him face to face? There is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, and a man of sorrow, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and esteemed him not. I want to let you know that surely he had borne your grief and carried your sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten, of God and afflicted. I want to let you know today that God has a plan and purpose for your life today. You have to come to know God for yourself. You have a Lord who saved to the uttermost. He did not and he cannot fail, because God is in control of our lives today. You'll find that I just speak of God as a sovereign Lord. I dare speak of him that he understood his death in the light of a sin-bearing death. I dare understood that the sovereign Lord become your suffering Lord. And by his death, he redeemed 1 to 1,000 who have been enslaved by sin, and he set them free from bondage and making the candidate for heaven through faith in his name. Will Jesus call your name? Will you see him one day? It's time to know that God the Father introduced God the Son as his servant, the sovereign Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. In heaven, he is seated in glory. He is seated in honor and majesty and power and might to adore and worship by angels and archangels on earth, which is what? His footstool. He said on earth, which is his footstool, he will be a homeless wanderer, unclaimed for most of the time, been ignored, been rejected, been insulted, and been mistreated. John the Baptist said of Jesus that I am not good enough to even untie his sandals. I say, if you pray with me while I'm reading the word, you will be acknowledged this Jesus, this Jesus, who is the greatest and glory, the King of heaven, become a babe in Bethlehem born. His first home was heaven. His next was a stable. His first address was the holy city. Jesus grew up in Nazarene, a new village. He who has been served by heaven, hosts announced that he came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus, sweet Jesus, he stood to watch the dusty feet of his disciples, he who was the very light of heaven, and died in darkness at noonday. You had to be faced to face the scene, the situation which was going on, but the cross showed you what you are. You may have been a murderer, Jesus. You may have been a cheap individual. You may be greedy. You may have been in adultery. You may be jealous of other individuals. But Jesus knows sometimes we get endless mad and don't want to listen to nobody. But I want you to know that Jesus is the light of the world. Yet Jesus knew that your sin needs to be forgiven. That's why the Bible says that if you confess that sin, he is just as faithful to forgive you of your sins. You are helpless sometimes. You need to know that in your helplessness, you shall find hope. Yet Jesus, your sin is his blood on the cross. Your sin, all those that is on this line right now, your sin are on that cross, on that old rugged cross. We often sing, but we thank God today that he will never leave us nor forsake us. How that must have hurt his heart. They scorned his back and left it open, bleeding like a plow field. Bleeding like a plow field. Plow. Plow. Don't give up today. Christ's atonement death is searching life for you today. He shed his blood for you today. Jesus shed his blood and had opened a fountain where your sins are washed away. The devil is defeated and can no longer claim you today. You can become his disciple. The victim is on the cross. The victor. Your Savior covered your mistakes. Your Savior covered your mistakes and your sins. Jesus, precious blood, that you may be free in Christ. What is your purpose today? To know that he lives. He lives today. He know all that we have in our body. As Adam and Eve sinned in Genesis, you find that we sin in our body and in our mind and in our thoughts. Mark tells us in the 15th chapter that a certain man from Cyrene was passing by, and they forced him to carry the cross. In Mark, the 15th chapter, Mark tell us that Simon was from Cyrene. It was a rich city in North Africa with a large population of Jews during Jesus' time. Most likely Simon had journeyed to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. There he found himself in the middle of this unjust execution, but was able to perform a small but meaningful act of assistance to Jesus. Early in the gospel, Jesus tells his followers, whoever want to be my disciple must deny themselves. Must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. And on the road to Golgotha, Simon literally did what Jesus asked the disciple to do. They took up the cross given to them, hallelujah, and carry it for Jesus' sake. We too have a cross. We too have a cross to bear. Perhaps it is your illness, disease, or a challenge, ministry, assignment. Could be your cross, could be a loved one that had gone on, or persecution for our faith. We carry, you carry, this suffering by faith. We point people to the suffering of Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross. His cross that gave us peace with God. Do you have peace today, or do you have confusion today? But with God, you have peace and strength each day that he spared you to live. We do have a cross to bear. If Jesus died on the cross for you and I, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, we are healed. Oh, we, like sheep, had gone astray. We had turned everyone to their own ways. But the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of you, and you. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearing is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. But I want you to know today that God loves you. God loves you. God loves you today. God loves you to get it right. And get it right. Time is winding up. I want you to know. seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and all unrighteous men his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon you, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts, you don't hear me. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways. My ways, said the Lord, for as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Do you know him? Yeah. Do you know Jesus today? Time now to get it together. Time now to cut out your mess. Time now to know that Jesus wants you to change. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. And I, oh yeah, will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. I am yours. And I want you to know he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Jesus, call his name. Get out on your knees in the name of Jesus, and God will fix it for you. We know that you are not your own, that he loves you today. Open up your heart and let him in. Let him in. This is the day during this Resurrection Sunday to know, to take heed to yourself. Take heed to yourself. Lest at any time your heart be overcharged with drunkenness and cares of this life, so that day comes upon you unaware. Watch ye therefore. Pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of God, that he lives today. Christ Jesus lived today. He lives. He wants us to be holy and know that I am God and I am in control of everything. He died for you and I, that we may have a right to the tree of life. A right to the tree of life. He that loves his life shall lose it. And he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternity. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus while you have a chance. Eternal God, we thank you for the word today, O God. Lord, thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for each one that are listening right now, that they know that we all have a cross to bear. Well, one thing for sure, that we don't have to continue, that we can be healed, we can be delivered if we live a life for Christ. This is your day. Tomorrow is not promised. As this week is resurrection weekend, why not take this time to make a change in your life, that your cross can be peace, joy, and happiness in Jesus' name. Thank my chief apostle, Dr. Mary Arthur, and may God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. want us to bring them. And I don't want to cause no conflict, you know. You know what I'm talking about. You want me bring you want me bring some kind of chicken? What about two roasted chicken? So see, I don't know, I'm not cooking tomorrow. I'm not cooking. Okay then. They so used to me having dinner stuff, but I'm not doing it. Okay, could you do me a favor? And text Joanne your address. Okay, thank you. Thank you for accepting this offer. All right. Okay. Just tell them it's good to see them tomorrow.
Who's that, brother child now?
All right. What
do
you say, Pastor?
Going to no problem with where you invited. Oh, okay. If I know
earlier, that's
going to
be
cool. That
treat
is so good,
boy.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for a piece when you get ready.
Yeah.
I'll put your yogurt in the refrigerator.
I'm gonna eat that.
Okay.
Thank you. You can leave it out of the go faster, don't fix their own.
What?
Their own.
What they want to bake there?
She showed me how to microwave it.
What?
You can do that?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, we learned from somebody else.
I tell you, learned something new.
Yeah. I like it like that.
I put this on the door, Mom.
All right, thanks. Let me get up and cook this bread and see. Can we still have some of this? I'm going to cook down the pound of pounds and pounds.
Take me home.
Hey, Sue. You doing Uber? I was going to ask you, not right now, but like, can you come home? If you can take Pastor and co-pastor and take Pastor John, and I can pay you for that. All right, just call and let me know when you're on your way. All right. Get them water in your mouth.
please.
They might not come in, huh? What are the girls that I said?
I don't know. I ain't hear nobody. They're supposed to be good, mom.
Got internet. Yeah, it is my phone.
Keep glitching and